This is St. Louis Public Radio. Draft horses are intertwined with the history of St. Louis, from the 1904 World's Fair to the first Budweiser Clydesdales. But nowadays, you're more likely to see these horses pulling carriages downtown. One listener asked our Curious Louis series about the lives of the city's carriage horses. So we sent our reporter, St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan, to learn more about these gentle giants.
Zach Stafford grew up seeing carriage horses on the streets of St. Louis, and he wondered, where do these horses sleep at night? Is there a barn downtown? And also,
is it okay for them to be out here in such different conditions than probably a normal horse? If it isn't, do they have that time, kind of like a sabbatical, to experience the normal, quote-unquote, horse lifestyle?
To answer these questions, I traveled to East Carondelet, Illinois, near Cahokia. There, in a barn at the end of a long, muddy road, four horses are waiting for their breakfast.
Come on, boys. There they come.
Shannon Nicholas is the owner of Clada Carriage Company, the smallest of the four carriage horse companies in St. Louis. He scoops the grain into feed buckets and hangs them on the edge of the fence.
Oh, what's this?
The horses stand shoulder to shoulder as they eat, little white clouds puffing from their nostrils in the cold air. Each horse has a different personality, says Nicholas. There's the bossy one, the wild young one, and the sweetheart, a 13-year-old Clydesdale named Quaker.
I have a 90-year-old grandmother, and she comes to see Quaker, and he'll just lay his head just on her, you know, shoulder and or her hand or whatever, and he's like a big puppy dog.
Quaker and the other three horses pull carriages in downtown St. Louis about 6 months of the year. Anytime they're not working, they're at the farm on about 7 acres of pasture. Nicholas is the only carriage horse owner in St. Louis who doesn't keep his horses in a barn downtown. And he says there's a reason for that.
When I get off work, I like to go home. I think it's pretty much the same for these guys.
Some have criticized the carriage horse industry, arguing that it's inhumane. But Nicholas says, like certain dog breeds, these horses need exercise and stimulation to stay healthy.
Asking a draft horse not to work is like asking a beagle not to put his nose to the ground.
Still, in St. Louis, one of the key points of controversy has centered on when carriage horses should be allowed to work. The city updated its regulations in 2018. Now, if the temperature is forecast to reach 93 degrees or higher, carriage horse companies can't work for a full 24 hours. Chris Carricker owns St. Louis Carriage Company. He says the rules should focus more on the heat index than temperature, something he keeps a close eye on with his horses.
It's kind of like watching an asthmatic kid. They don't do well in the humidity. And there's some of these horses that legally I could take them out, but I won't because I know that he's not going to do well in that condition.
Carricker works full-time as a contract truck driver for Boeing. At the end of the day, he heads to his barn in downtown St. Louis to take care of his horses. He bales out the 25-gallon water troughs, tossing bucketfuls out the barn window.
It's almost like being on a farm in the city because, you know, it's like a dream job. It's like a little kid getting to play with horses all day.
The horses stand quietly in their stalls as a train clatters past the barn, located near Busch Stadium, just off Interstate 64. They spend most of their time at the barn downtown, but Carricker also leases a farm in Belleville, so the horses can spend time on the pasture every few weeks. Carricker says sometimes people will lean out their car windows and yell animal abuse when they see him and his horses in the city. But he says this industry is what's keeping draft horses from disappearing altogether.
These horses built this country. They were here before cars. But, you know, it's not just a novelty. These guys, without the industry, the only thing they could be is an Amish farm workhorse or not around at all. And I think they need to be around.
For him, these aren't just horses. He says they're a part of his family. I'm Shayla Farzan, St. Louis Public Radio.